One of the things that I miss the most about you not being here is gathering at the beginning and at the end of Mass in the narthex, where we would share what we learned about the gospel, or about the homily. We would share what was going on in your life. We would share community, fellowship. And we know that as we gathered in the narthex of St. Louis, in the center of it was a beautiful baptismal font. It's one of my favorite baptismal fonts in all the churches. It's a beautiful baptismal font that we all know and we recognize. But to a child who is about yay high, that's not a baptismal font. That's an exclusive water park that everyone wants to gain entrance, but hardly anyone can. And for this reason, about a couple years ago, we made the decision to put a fence around it. It makes me feel at ease. It makes parents feel at ease. They can talk and communicate and fellowship. And it offers the safety and the security of having this fence that prevents children from entering. We know that that fence is the difference. It can be the difference between life and death, of safety and injury. But what is a fence? What is a gate? Jesus in today's gospel says, not that he is the good shepherd, he'll eventually say that in the gospel, but he says, I am the gate. I am the gate. What is a gate? A gate is nothing more than two vertical poles with an opening in the middle that allows you to pass safely from one area to the next. Just think about how people receive millions of dollars in order to do this. I'm talking about sports. Isn't that basically what sports are? You have to get this ball through this type of gate, whether it be a field goal, a soccer goal, a basketball goal, a hockey goal. The entire point of sports is to get a ball through a gate. And if you do that, you win, or you can win, and you can get lots of money. This is really the point of the Christian life. The Christian life is recognizing that there are some rules, there are some obligations, there are some things, there's a fence around some things. People will look at the faith and they'll say, there's just so many rules. But these rules prevent us from getting injured and hurt. And sometimes we try to crawl over them or we go around them, and we recognize that in sin, we hurt ourselves. We get injured. But the point of today's gospel is to say, go through the gate. Go enter through the gate, which is Jesus Christ. And if you do, it's not getting $1 million. It's not getting the fame of winning. But it is getting the life of abundance. Many times, just like a kicker, just like a sports player, we try, and we miss. But the point of the Good Shepherd Sunday, is keep trying. Keep trying because Christ, the Good Shepherd, Christ, the gate, wants us to enter, wants us to come to him, wants us to have life and life abundantly. And so he will be there. He is there, inviting us, encouraging us to pass through. On Tuesday, we will open the doors to the church. We will open the doors next weekend to receive people. And if you go online, if you go and you see all of the rules that we outline, there are many. There are many rules that will prevent us from doing certain things. Things in which encouraged by the CDC to help keep us safe. We won't bottleneck at the door. We will come in, use hand sanitizer. We will sit in certain spots. We will be 6 feet apart. There won't be as many of us that can fit in here as there used to be. We will stay in our pew. We will receive communion. We will receive on the hand. We will wear a mask. We will stay until the usher dismisses us out. Many things that will try to prevent us from catching the contagion, to try to mitigate, not eliminate, the possibility. These rules and obligations seem inconvenient, unconvenient. They'll seem difficult and challenging. But the point of them is to maintain, as best we can, the safety and the security of you, our parishioners. If anything this has told us, has taught us, this situation, is that the Eucharist is not something to be grabbed and demanded, but rather the Eucharist is a gift given to us by God. You know, this situation, and all of its inconvenience, prevents us from receiving each day or each weekend. And we think that it takes a pandemic for this to happen. But we are mindful that in parts of the world, this isn't just a one-time occurrence. This is reality. This is what they face. To travel many miles and go through many obstacles to receive the Eucharist, to not receive it conveniently, but they recognize the beauty of the gift that the Eucharist is, the sacrament of charity. It's also a reminder that this reason exists in many parts of the world because men have been called by God to be good shepherds, to be priests, to dispense the Eucharist. And many more are being called. And if they don't respond yes, if they don't say yes to the vocation of being a priest, this pandemic, this reality of receiving the Eucharist infrequently can be a reality that continues. It requires the courage and the strength of following the Good Shepherd who calls and invites all of us, but some in particular, to be priests, to be ministers of the Eucharist. We will receive the Eucharist, whether in our homes through spiritual communion or in our parish. Let us never forget in gratitude the gift that it is. And let us pray, especially in this month of May, as we have celebrated the May crowning, to our Blessed Mother, to prepare our hearts, whether we receive next weekend, whether we decide to receive next week, or the following week, or the next month, whenever it is that we feel that we can come safely to church. Let us ask her to prepare our hearts to receive the Good Shepherd, so that we may follow him and him alone and enter to the gate which gives to us life abundance.